Blog Talk Radio.
Sister Show with host Sue and myself, Anne. And today we have Thursday, September 23rd, 2021, and it is autumn for real, at least here in Sweden. So, oh, it's cold. I think we have 10 degrees Celsius. And this is a special day for me, actually. It's my most beloved grandmother's birthday, and she passed away many years ago, but it's still a sacred day for me. So it's a very special. I can feel her presence with us today. We are a live call-in show, so you can call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial plus one before the number. You can call us for questions, get a free mini reading live on air, share a story with us, or chat about the topic of the day. If you want to talk with us live on the show and you call in, please remember to press 1. You can also listen live and text chat with us during our shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And I'm Anne, coming to you live from Stockholm, Sweden, as I mentioned. Cold, brr. On today's show, we will talk about downloads and upgrades. Did you feel it when it happened back in late November, December 2020? So there were a shift going on, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Plus your calls for questions and mini readings live on air, and we'd love to talk to you, so call us. Call in at 213-943-3587. International callers dial plus 1-213-943-3587. Sounds like I'm singing when I'm saying the number, right? Or why not join us in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. You can text chat with us and you can even ask questions. We are a live call-in worldwide radio broadcasting today from Arizona in the U.S. and Stockholm, Sweden. And give us a ring. Now is a great time to get your spot in the queue, 213-943-3587. International callers dial plus 1-213-943-3587. We take your calls for questions, chatting with you, get a free mini reading live on air, or something about anything spiritual. Remember to press 1 to talk with us live on the show, and you can also always listen live and text chat with us during all our shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And if we have any link or info we want to share with you so you don't miss it, we usually put it up in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And on today's show, we will talk about downloads and upgrades. Did you feel it when it happened back in late November, December 2020? Because there were a shift coming. And we take your calls for questions and mini readings live on air. We are always a live call-in worldwide radio, and we are so proud to announce that we have listeners all over the globe, on all continents, and in 30 countries around the globe. So thank you, everyone, for interacting with us and listening to our radio. I know that all of you can't actually call in because it may not be a convenient time or there will be other things, but you can always listen to the replay at scrollsofthesoul.com/past and you find the show you want to listen to. scrollsofthesoul.com/past. If you haven't listened to us before, we are the show that love to talk about the Akashic Records, soul realignment, healing modalities in general, and of course, any and all spiritual topics. It's a passion. And we are live calling worldwide radio, so you can just call us. Call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 before the number and press 1 to talk with us live on the show. That is very important. You can find us on YouTube. Search for Scrolls of the Soul Radio directly on YouTube. Subscribe and like our videos. Now let me bring on my co-host for Soul Sister, my absolutely beautiful Soul Sister Sue, all the way from Arizona in the U.S. Hi, Sue. How are you?
I'm good, sissy. You didn't say hi, Arizona. Wait, now listen to this.
I
got to tell you something I saw. So we're coming into fall, right? And there, someone posted a joke on Facebook about Arizona's, you know, welcome to our cold weather in Arizona. It's now 104 degrees. So for us, you know, for us, yeah. That's fall, and it's getting cooler. We're not 110 right now. We're 104.
Yeah, I can reveal in Fahrenheit. I think we are around 50, 55 here. So don't say too much, right? I'm freezing.
Well, you know, I got some heat I could give you. You're welcome to it.
Yes. Yes, please. I send you a little bit of rain and wind, and you can send me the sunshine, okay?
Yeah. Okay, that's the deal.
So, get your spot in the queue now. Call us. Call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 before the number and press 1 to talk with us live on the show because we really would love to talk to you. And you can listen live and text chat with us during our shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. If you'd like to connect with me, Anne or Sue, we offer professional personal readings and you can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. And I want to give a heads up for something. We actually have a new feature. It's very nice. It's called Premium Chat. So if you go to scrollsofthesoul.com/readings and click on whoever of us you want to connect with, you can find link there. We're not always live, but if you want to connect with us at a time we are not live on that premium chat, you can just send us a message through the contact form on our page, okay? And it's per minute, so it's up to you to choose how long you would stay. So you can stay for a short while or you can stay for a longer time if you want. It's very practical. You don't need to figure out anything. It's very easy to connect. Everything is stated on the page how it goes. I just want to let you all know it's a very good thing. It's like calling any telephone line, actually. So that is a new good feature we have. You can find out more about Scrolls of the Soul Radio at scrollsofthesoul.com, scrollsofthesoul.com. And once again, heads up here, please call us. And now is a great time to get your spot in the queue. Call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 before the number. And you can call us for questions or get a free mini reading live on air. Press 1 to talk with us live on the show. Or text chat with us and listen live at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. Now, before we move on with today's show, I know that my beautiful soul sister Sue always wants to remind us what the last show was all about. Sue?
Yes. Yes, ma'am, I do. Last week was numerology, and it was what position is your sign in, and what does that mean? So it's an interesting area because it's kind of, you know, we do astrology before that, right? So it's really this nice pairing of the two, astrology and numerology. So I went in to locate positions of the birth sign and what that would mean. We came out with some very interesting numbers for certain birth signs. So if you didn't get a chance to listen in, you can go to scrollsofthesoul.com/past and take a listen.
Yes.
for the show. And you can check that out. Okay. Anyways, so today's topic, we're going to get into today's topic, which is quite interesting. Did you feel the energetic shift? Oh, sorry, Ceci, did you want to say something?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard you wanted to say something. Okay. This was an interesting time because not everyone sensed something that was going on, but there was a shift, and it was around October, November, December, and even our callers, I noticed our callers have kind of sensed something that has changed, and there was an upgrade that occurred. So for many of us in this field, in this arena, we could feel it. We understood something was happening. And like I've said to Anne before, it kind of felt like when you receive Reiki, there's this thing that kind of opens up for you. Well, this shift that came in was so strong and so powerful that it took a while for the energies to get seeded, because once that happened, you started seeing more, hearing more, being connected more. It was a very powerful thing, but it took time for those energies to calm down, to seat themselves in the body. And I'll give you an example.
Yes, it does.
Anne had brought up something that she noticed with me was I stopped eating meat. And part of this upgrade, this thing that had occurred, I just completely lost the desire to eat meat. And it wasn't like by choice. This was just something that kind of came in naturally. And so I have absolutely no desire to take in any meat. So that was part of my experience with this upgrade. And it didn't even dawn on me until Sissy brought that up, you know. So, and it's not
Go ahead. No, it's not a bad thing. But, you know, my sense is that this have been ongoing for quite some time. And when we started to see changes in the world, like that sense of now sitting on the first row here, watching a movie going on, playing out before my eyes, and I don't recognize the world I'm living in. This feels awkward, really. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of a foreplay to the change. So it doesn't come at once, because that's going to be overwhelming. It has been, like, everybody's talking about the awakening, right? It's a spiritual awakening, and it's a change of the world, and we are still kind of in the world. It doesn't really look like it ever had been before. There are so many things going on, and just know that whenever things are changing, when we see that things are feeling awkward, don't despair, because it's a sign that there is a change going on. And as anything else, when we do a personal healing, for instance, we're not going to feel comfortable with every type of energy we sense and feel. So some things are going to be pleasant and other things are going to feel uncomfortable, but we are going to see all the energies, because when a change is occurring and when the shift happened, right, everything is coming up on the table. That is the blessing of it, even if it doesn't feel always good. And I can relate to that you said about things are changing for one on a personal level as well. And you can sense things in your body. You can sense things in your, physical body, in your etheric body. You can feel something going on with your soul. But the beautiful thing is that a very easy way to explain it is like the veil is coming down. And of course it's going to feel uncomfortable, because everything you have believed in that far, when this is starting to happen, it's going to be questioned by you, because you can't recognize yourself. Does that make sense, Sissy? Yep.
Oh, yeah, totally. Well, and for some, you know, it's even for me, you know, it was really an adjustment when this occurred, because it was a lot of, energetically, it was a lot of energy that came in. And when it came in, it was really strong, very powerful, and it took time for me to adjust to it, because once it came in, I was seeing more clear than I had seen before, but it was also intense at the same time. It felt very intense at the same time. So once it settled down, and I think a lot of our callers have had similar experiences, because it sounds like it, just through our past calls we've received, you know. But once it calms down, once it settles down and it gets seated in you, then it's just this amazing experience that occurs. But I will say something. It's also very easy to get into the ego, and that's the thing. We always have to be mindful, especially in our arena with what Anne and I do, is to never be in the ego. It's not about telling anyone something as far as being arrogant, you know, having arrogance. It really isn't, because as soon as you do that, that's when you know, I always say, for instance, this gift we use is borrowed. It's never ours permanently. It's borrowed to us, and we're to use it responsibly. And it's when we become irresponsible with it that we can easily, and that would mean coming into the ego, right? We can easily fall. Yeah. And lose sight of things, right? So it's so important to keep yourself in check, right?
Yes, and being
stay
humble,
out of it.
You know, it's about, we usually talk about tools, like we use pendulums, we use cards, we can use many other things, right? But they are tools. It's not that we are getting the information through them. We may think we are, but they are usually, it's coming through us. And in that sense, you know, we are the tools.
Mm-hmm.
So we are like the messengers coming from the universe or whatever, whoever is coming through. So we are the tools. And if you remember that, and if you always have that as a start for your perception, that's how you're going to be able to remain humble. It's not us who are creating things or giving messages, or it's coming through us.
Yep, very much so. Very much so. And it's, you know, it's it, like we've said before, it's a very powerful thing. And I know, you know, for all of us, we may have stepped into our ego at one or two times, because it is a very powerful gift that's bestowed upon us, you know. And you quickly learn that, yeah, that's not going to get you anywhere. And, of course, the other aspect to that would be judgment, right? So if you're judging the information, right, and you're judging someone, that, too, is stepping into the ego when you start judging.
Yes, it is.
And
yes, it is, because we're not supposed to, right?
Right, we're not. We're not. Who are we? It's kind of that old saying, like, those who stand in glass houses. You know, it's the same thing. You know, I've always said that I know that this was given to me to borrow and to share and to help, you know. And there's also that strong need to heal as well. And I think that's a part of being gifted these gifts, is it's that desire to heal and to help. And that's, you know, the same reason why we do the show. You know, it's to be there and to help, because, you know, we love our callers and our listeners, you know, and we appreciate that very much so. And we're always so grateful and thankful that you guys call in and entrust your questions to us.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Again. And we are. Yes. Thank you. And, you know, it's interesting with shift, because this obviously takes a longer time, the downloads and the upgrades and then the shift that occurred, right?
Yeah.
So on a personal level, we usually talk about, you know, 21 days, because that's what you, they tell you, you can expect to have special experiences when you receive Reiki,
mm-hmm.
even when you do a soul realignment, right? So it's something that, it's a period of plus minus in time, of course, because it's different for everyone, but it's a good measurement, so to speak. But this thing, because it's global, it's all over the whole earth, so to speak, is going to be taking a little bit of a time. But and it's like when you stir water, you will see circles coming, right? So it's going to spread. That's how it spreads, kind of thing. And you mentioned something that not everyone will experience it. And what do you mean by that? For instance, people who are still in the third dimension.
Yeah.
What does that mean, Sissy?
So there was this, on a deep level, there was this kind of quest put out, or question put out to all of us. And this is what I was told, okay? And I didn't know this until after the fact, and this is where the months that the topic of the show and the months that were preceding in 2020 came in. We were invited, okay, and not everyone took the invitation. The whole world was invited.
Yeah.
And about 50% of us said yes to that, and there was about 25% said I would think about it, and then there was another 25% or so who just said no. So those in the third dimension, those who didn't join in on this invitation that was global, stayed there and couldn't see the things, couldn't see the upgrades, didn't understand them, aren't they're kind of still in that same place they were, you know, last year, the year before that, the year before that. They sensed and felt no change at all, right? Those who agreed to it, things shifted really quickly, and these energies came in really fast. So that's kind of what my sense and what I was told had occurred. And the other thing I was told was, because you brought up water, so I have to say this. So for years now, I've been talking about water, and I didn't know why I was talking about water. I didn't necessarily understand why I kept seeing something with water up until this year, up until after 2021. I was probably in March, maybe February, that I understood that the water was about cleansing the whole earth. So the whole earth was getting this immense amount of water and rain and showers and flooding. And I was told specifically that that was about cleansing the earth of all the negativity that had gone on in the planet. And that was a part of the shift. And it's coming to its end. Like it's just about at its end. Around October is when these rains that have come in around the world are going to subside. They're just going to stop.
Yeah.
So that was my impression of it.
It has been, right now I'm in Sweden, right? We had some floodings here too, but it's strange for me to hear about that or know about it because, you know, we are all here, like small lakes, everything. We don't have that problem. It's our land. It's raining all the time here.
Mm-hmm.
But we had floodings this year and, you know, other parts of the world, for instance, in the Mediterranean area, I know that Spain and Italy and I think Algeria or the countries around that, maybe Egypt, Tunisia, and Greece had a lot of troubles with fires and Turkey. You know, Turkey at some point, they had massive fires in the south and heavy flooding and rain in the north parts.
Yep.
So, you know, it had exceeded what usually occurs.
Right.
And we have, this week, we had a volcano outbreak in the Canary Islands.
Yep,
the
Canary Islands.
It's crazy. Yeah, and, you know, there are so many things. This is only for me, just like for you, Sue. It's only signs that our Mother Earth is cleansing herself. I have chills when I talk about this. It's so strong. And of course, you know, it can feel negative and bad because we don't want anything bad to happen. I have to say something. It's my full personal opinion. I hope I don't offend anyone. But sometimes, you know, when you start to really look, when you see beyond yourself, when you have a look out in the world and you see, because that's what this is about as well, when the veil falls down and you start to see. It's not comfortable. And sometimes it can feel like we humans are the worst enemy because we are on top of everything. We are spreading like cockroaches. I'm sorry for the wording. I don't mean to be negative, but we need to stop and think. What are we doing, right?
Well, I think, you know, there's an when we talk about energy and energetic shift, right, in this shift that occurred, I think the vibration of the earth has risen up. That it's as high as it's ever been, and it continues to rise, okay? So...
Yes,
I think a lot of those things, you know, that you're referring to, I think they're shifting and they're changing. Because remember, too, there's also that generation that's coming in after us. Because indigos, for instance, as an example, are here to not only start to clean up the mess, but we're also here to teach.
Yes.
We're here to teach those who are coming up from behind us. And then what they're going to do, so that next generation that's coming in, they will come in and continue the balance of the earth. So their job is going to be to maintain the cleanup that occurred that we started, the indigos started, because it's up to us to teach those that are coming in. And then when the indigos have kind of all left, that next generation is just going to maintain the balance. So that's going to be their job, basically.
Yes.
So you're
and
right.
I want
you're
to
definitely get... right.
Yeah, but at the same time, Sissy, it's a picture. You can call it a snapshot of how things have been working out. And because there are so many things that we still see in the movie that's playing out for us, that feels very negative. One can feel that way, right? At the same time, there have been a wonderful shift that you received a message about, that the good thing and the positive has won. The good has won.
Yeah, it has. Yeah,
give us a little bit of courage.
Yeah, well, let me just state that you are correct in that this is a movie that's being played out, because the final result to that is going to be that the good did win and that love won out, okay? And it's just everyone on the earth has to catch up to it. I don't know how else to explain it. Some of us are already there and we get it. And then others, it's going to take time for them to kind of catch up energetically, because everyone's going to catch up energetically. They may not necessarily shift like that shift occurred for a lot of us, but they will catch up to what's really going on. It is just a movie kind of playing out, and a lot of people are just in the theater observing the movie right now.
Yes.
Up until the point that they too can catch up. So by next year, a lot of the negativity is going to start to shift. It's going to be about 18 months total, from what I've been told, and probably less now, because I was told this a couple months ago. So we might be at like 16 months. It's all that total shift where everyone needs to be on board will have climbed on board at that point. So,
and you know, it's a little bit about like when you clean your home. So you are going to see the dirty stuff when you clean your home. It's going to come up. You can't clean if you can't see it. So because if you don't see it, there's nothing to clean. So that's why it has to come up. And that, in a spiritual sense, is about awareness. And we also are born here with all our senses. So we need to understand and combine spiritual senses with our earthly and human senses. That's very important. So that's what happens when we kind of reach that point, when we feel that the curtain is coming down. Oh, boy, I see. I don't like what I see. I know that we are on the right path.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yes, very much so. And just the collective, as the collective, more and more people are waking up too. That's what you have to remember. So the more people that wake up and come out of, shut the TV off, let's say, and come out of this, the more the collective, it gets bigger with the collective. So it's happening more and more.
It is. It is happening, yes. And I just want to say something. Don't despair when you see negative things. Just take them, observe them, and see that, okay, it's coming up so that I can become aware. I see, so that the people around me, that so the world can become aware. That's beautiful, actually. It is. So we continue. And keep up your spiritual hygiene. That is important. Cut cords, ground yourself, connect to higher beings, and be very aware, okay?
Yep.
So I feel that we reached the bottom of the hour, Sissy.
Okay.
And just a few quick announcements. Bear with me. And I know that we have people waiting for us in the queue here. We're going to grab your calls in a bit. It's the bottom of the hour, and we'd love to talk to you. There's still room in the queue, and you can call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 before the number. You can call us to chat with us, share a story with us, ask a question, talk about today's topic, or get a free mini reading live on air. If you want to talk with us live on the show, press 1 You can also listen live and text chat with us during the show at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And if we have anything that we want to give you a heads up for or link or something, we usually post it in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And on today's show, we are talking about downloads and upgrades. Did you feel it when it happened back in late November, December 2020? Almost a year ago. And it's something that takes a little bit of time. We'd love to talk to you, so give us a ring at 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 213-943-3587. And if you'd like to connect with me, Anne, or Sue, we do offer professional personal readings. You can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. And we have a new feature, so you can find that if you go into our personal pages from scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. You can see that we are giving per minute phone calls or even text chat per minute. It's a new feature, and we feel it's very convenient and very wonderful. It's very easy to use. It's like calling any phone line, actually. So check us out, scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. And we have listeners in 30 countries and growing, and we are so honored. It's all continents, and thank you so much for spending your time with us. Even if you don't call in, we know you are listening because it's not maybe convenient this time all around the globe, but we do really appreciate you. Thank you so much. Our next upcoming show here on Scrolls of the Soul Radio is next Thursday, September 30, 2021, with Soul Sister Show and myself and Sue as hosts. We will talk about how we use our etheric gifts, plus your calls for questions and mini readings live on air as usual. We always go live 10 a.m. Pacific in the U.S. time. And you can find a time near you at scrollsofthesoul.com/broadcasting. scrollsofthesoul.com/broadcasting. Keep yourself updated on upcoming shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/upcoming. Find past episodes at scrollsofthesoul.com/past, like you can join us live, listening live and text chatting with us at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. So we always try to make things simple for you to find us. And I think that's it. Let's get back to the show.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go grab a call. Are you ready, Sissy?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kimberly from Georgia.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you?
Hi, Kimberly. I'm well. How are you?
We're doing good.
Good to hear.
What's going on?
Well, I just have a question. I had applied for a leadership position, and I was going through phases for the interview, and then I got an email from the principal to let me know that they were dissolving that position, but they wanted me to apply to another position.
Oh.
And I don't know if I'm spinning my wheels with this, or should I just look elsewhere?
Remember I said to you way back when there was something going on with that position. Is that the one you're talking about?
No.
No?
I let that one go.
Okay.
No. This is not the same company.
Okay. All right. Huh. They let that position go, huh? Are there cutbacks going on? Yeah, they dissolved it. There are cutbacks, isn't there?
Yeah.
Like I can see financial cutbacks. Huh. Tougher and tougher there, isn't it, as far as work?
I don't know about tougher and tougher. This is actually a virtual school. So
yeah.
They decided on another type of leadership position instead of that one.
Right. Are you so basically you want to know, should you apply to that one? Or
yeah.
Cause I don't,
or am
that's
I
just, so, yeah.
Basically, I'm just asking, am I spinning my wheels with this company, or should I just look elsewhere?
I would do both. Actually, what do you have to lose if they're advising that the position is gone, but that you that these are the ones we have, or they want you in a different area? Like I would actually do
yeah.
both because there's nothing to lose. You only have more
okay.
to gain. You know, just don't, you know, don't set your heart on all of it, but do both because at least you're expanding. You know, you're definitely expanding and not cutting yourself short by choosing one or the other. So that's how that feels for me. But let's
okay.
see what Ann has to say. Sissy?
Okay.
Hi, ladies. Hi, Kimberly. Nice to talk to you again. And hi. And, you know, I have basically the same feeling as Sue. So it feels like there have been... I sense that they did some changes that the person wanting to hire you for the position didn't count on. So this was something out of that person's control, so to speak. But this person wants to have you. So kind of figuring out where to place you, where your talents and assets and gifts could be good. So I do feel that they really like you, and that in their mind, you are standing strong for the one you are. At the same time, it feels very strongly like, you know, it's always good to have more than one option. And because of the way the world usually functions, we let companies having a lot of people applying to them, right? If you turn that around, and you stretch yourself and you say, okay, I'm going to apply for more. I'm going to open up my options. Sometimes we can have a sense that if I do that, maybe it's going to be chaotic around me energetically because I'm not going to know where I'm going to head. But it puts you in the position where you are the one in the end who can say, okay, I'm going to pick and choose. What do I desire most of the options I have? So that's what I feel for you. I feel that even if this feels like something a little bit negative, it feels like it's something that's coming on positively for you. I have a feeling that you can get that work. It's about, it's coming in as an energy of renewing your life. So it feels like something brand new. And that's exactly what it is, basically, because it's a new position that they want you to apply for. And spirits and angels and guides, they say to you, try to simplify your life. And sometimes we can feel if I open up a lot of doors here, I'm not going to simplify my life. But that's exactly what they mean. I don't know if this makes sense to you.
Yes, it does.
You know, too, I totally agree with Anne on something she said in the beginning, Kimberly. It sounds very much like they want you. They want you in this company, or else they wouldn't have followed through and really given a crap. So I know that your qualifications, you very much qualify for something, and it seems like they don't want to lose you. You know what I mean? So it definitely feels like they still want you, you know. So I totally agree with Anne on that. So, all right, honey, I've got to move on, but good luck. You know, keep up both options, you know.
Crossing fingers and holding thumbs for you, Kimberly, okay?
Yes, very much so.
All right.
Take care, honey. You're welcome.
All right, you too.
Bye.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, Sissy. Let me move on to our next caller.
Yeah.
Hello, caller.
But
what's
we
your
need
name?
Someone.
Where are you calling from?
Okay.
Hello? Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? My bad.
I didn't see the question mark. Yes.
Yep, I didn't either. That was my bad. Okay. So let me, I will state it. If you want us to take your call, you've got to hit one. If you don't hit one, then I'm going to presume you're just here to listen. So I will announce it one time for one of our callers, which is area code 917. So hit one if you want us to take your call. Otherwise, we're just going to presume you're listening. And that's the end of that, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, kind of seems like a quiet day today, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Ah, there
okay.
We go.
We have a lot to talk about.
Well, we've got a call, so
okay.
Let me grab that.
Okay.
Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Happy Thursday. Thank you for having the show. My name is Tina. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi. Welcome.
Hi,
how
Tina.
Are you?
I am great. Thank you. I would like to ask a question about our relationship.
Sure.
Yes, I would like to know what was spirit like me to know about my boyfriend, Todd, and our future.
Your boyfriend, Todd, eh?
I'm not really seeing anything right now, like, the future-wise. I see more, like, the present and what is.
Great.
Right now, this feels
Thank
very
you.
Strong. Right now, it's very, very strong. But I'm not getting anything down the road. And that doesn't necessarily mean anything. That's just I'm not getting an impression, that's all. But for right now, at the present, it feels very strong. Could I ask you a question? Is this new? Are you in a new relationship?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's why. Right. Okay. Yeah. Just keep it up because there's a lot of strength in this right now. Okay. But it is kind of early. It's just flourishing like a flower, right? A flower that's come up from the ground and it's about ready to open, you know, so that's kind of where you're at. It's kind of flourishing, I guess is the best way to put it. So that's how I see it, Tina. But I will ask Anne to join in and see what she sees. Sissy?
Yes. Hi, ladies. Hi, Tina. So
hi.
I also got the new part, so... thank you for asking, Sue. So now I have that cleared. Because I had a great sense this is something new. And it feels very good. It feels like you have a really wonderful connection, a connection that is very, very strong. It feels actually like a soul connection. And those are connections we usually strive to find. It's going to bring you a lot of blessings. But it's going to bring you some small tasks to do together, like coming up as small challenges. It's not because we are meeting up to suffer together or make things hard for each other. It's more like the nature of the connection itself have brought you together, and you can help each other to heal those parts that you have. So if you are aware of taking a step back when things feels to be like, you know, starting to question each other a little bit. Why is he doing that? Why am I doing this? And what's happening really? Work it out together. Have conversations. I see deep conversations, and it requires deep and honest conversations. I feel that you are a great match for each other. And you have a lot of potential for the future, great potential, but you need to create that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And, you know, it feels like both of you have the willingness to do it. So you have it. Whenever there is a little bit of tension, just remember it's not coming because it's going to coming as a punishment or anything. It comes so that you can work it out and bond even better together. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Nice. Very good. That's really good. Well, keep us updated, you know. Hope, wish you many blessings here. You know, I hope.
Yes, thank you. How do we reach you outside of this for reading?
You can reach Anne or myself at scrollsofthesoul.com/Anne or scrollsofthesoul.com/Sue. But even if you just go in there into scrollsofthesoul.com, you can find us under host. Okay. So,
yeah. Or, go ahead, Sissy. You find us
or
both.
Just readings. Yep.
/readings.
Yeah. So it's very easy to navigate. It's an easy site to figure out. So, yeah. So good luck with that.
You're welcome.
Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Yes.
Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you.
You too.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, Sissy. So I've got a couple cards I pulled. I thought maybe I would do that. I went into the Archangel deck by Doreen and Radley Valentine, right? Yep, Radley Valentine. And this is what I got. I pulled three. And I got Renewal, so that's Archangel Jeremiah. I'm not sure if I say that right. Jeremiah, something like that. And this says, I can't quite pronounce it. So it's just.
I know. I have the same problem. I have
slipping
the same problem
over my tongue.
Okay.
There's it's like stepping on your tongue, right? Renew and evaluate. So a favorable assessment of the facts. Time to move in a new direction. So that's kind of interesting, and that may very much be in alignment with our last caller. So then the next one is Four of Earth. Being too frivolous or too cautious with money. Good business decisions. Giving to those less fortunate. So I kind of understand that that's just a confirmation that things are being handled in the appropriate way. And, you know, a little hint to keep giving to those who are less fortunate than ourselves. And that's just kind of a given with a lot of us. We tend to do that anyways. So the next one is the Magician, Archangel Raziel. And this one is, you are ready. You have the resources and the ability to manifest. Life is magical. And, of course, this is the Magician card. So that seems quite interesting. Just some confirmation on, you know, the direction we're heading. And we are always able to manifest. So I think that's also a sign for us as well. So those were my cards.
Yes, it
did
is.
Did you grab anything?
Yes, I have one card. But I'm wanting to ask, to answer someone who wrote 5 minutes ago in the chat room. Confident creature. You're welcome to answer, any question you want in the chat room, and if we have time, we bring it off live on air, or we may answer in the chat room, but I think we have time, so please go ahead. Feel free. We are here, so if you hear this, please ask. Now I'm going to reveal my card. So sometimes, you know, in our life, it's better for us to be more still, like going within, listening within, and to be able to do that, it doesn't mean we always need to sit in deep silent meditation, but we need to be with our own energy. That's when we hear things. And it's different for all of us. But one thing that works very well for me, and don't laugh, please, is when I'm by myself at home, maybe having a soft music on or something that gets my juices going, that makes me feel relaxed and calm, and doing some chores at home, like cleaning the house or something. Small things, not big stuff. But it keeps
right.
me in my energy. And that's
yeah.
the space we need to be in to hear our soul. So for someone, it may mean deep meditation. For someone else, it may mean to go out in the nature, being take
water.
A walk in the woods.
Or water.
Swimming in the
yep.
ocean. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So the card that I picked, I'm sorry that I don't have the, I can't say what deck it is. It's a beautiful deck. but it's the card says, yes, I'm sorry, I'm going to find that out and tell everyone. Stepping into stillness. So on the card, there's a picture of a lady sitting on the moon, just being following the cycles of the moon. That's another way, because there are different energies, like we have talked about with astrology and everything, planets.
Right.
And she says that my power is born in the majesty of silence. So that silence means that I'm not focusing outwards. I don't hear so many things on the outside. I hear what's coming to me. And that's going to be your soul, your intuition, your gut feeling. But it's also going to be the spirit world, the other realms, angels, guides, because you can have thoughts that are coming to you. It can come in so many different ways, signs, anything. All of a sudden, you have the radio on and someone says something and you just feel that was exactly an answer to what I was seeking. And it just happened, right? But you need to be with you.
Or music.
Yes.
There's certain songs that could come on as a, for instance, that common with someone who you might have lost, and you kind of get that sense that that person might also be with you at the time. So just as you just made me think of something when you said radio, you know, sometimes that happens.
Yeah.
Just on
yeah.
a music level, you know, a song maybe. But
and you know, something else, because usually when we pick cards, it's usually, and even the callers, is usually a theme of things. It kind of happens. It's like orchestrated by guys and the universe
mm-hmm.
and angels that is coming to a theme. So if one answer fits someone, there's usually something else for someone else that's going to fit with the same answer.
Right. Yeah. Well, here's the interesting thing about your card, too. And it's the moon, right? It's an image of the moon on the card?
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
So here's the funny thing is that's also a confirmation for me, Sissy, because lately that's all I've been doing is taking pictures of the full moon. And I just posted them a few days ago. And then again last night, there was a full moon with kind of clouds over the moon. And I took pictures again last night. Well, then a friend of mine who sells, she got her hands on pieces of the moon. She's selling, she's got her hands on like 5 pieces. And one of them is a ring. She's got a ring. That's from the moon. I'm like, there's definitely something going on here for me as far as the moon, because I'm just feeling
yes.
very, very drawn to the moon, and it's not something I had ever done before. You know, I really didn't feel this draw or pull, but lately I have been, and when I do, there's always this really exquisite image I capture with the moon. So yeah, it was interesting. You pulled that card. I felt very, very connected to that card. So
I'm going to post it in the chat room. So I just took a picture of it.
Okay.
And, you know, it's not a full moon. It's a slice of the moon, and there's a woman sitting on it. But that also means that she's very much in tune with her intuition. And
right.
She's very connected. And, you know, the moon has its cycle by itself.
Yeah.
That's the beautiful thing, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Definitely. So that's definitely an interesting card. I'm actually looking in the chat room to see the person who asked that question. I don't see a new question, though. I don't see
No, I don't see that either.
Anything right now.
Confident creature. So you are a great individual, right? I love the names here in this chat room.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a great individual. I didn't even notice that. Yeah. That's pretty neat. We could talk a little more about our topic as well, since it's quiet and we
yes.
don't have any callers. You know, some of the other aspects to that I had noticed just for myself was on the ability to see clearer than before. And it's not that I couldn't see before, but it's as if everything cleared and cleaned itself up. And that one's kind of a hard one to explain, but it's, for me, it was this sense, we talked about the earth before in this cleansing. And I can tell you part of what I felt and feel is this strong connection to make sure I'm constantly feeling the trees in my yard and the plants in my yard and making sure that
yes.
they're all healed, and if they're not or there's something wrong, then I put hands on them. And I give you for instance, one of my trees, it's a fruit tree, it's a grapefruit tree. A part of that tree was getting hit with a lot of chlorinated water because our pool is next to this tree. So Amelia would go in and splash, right? My granddaughter would go in and splash, and part of the tree was starting to die off because of the chlorine. Well, I could tell. I knew it needed healing. So I put my hands on it. And within a month's time, this area that was dying started flourishing. And I was so amazed by it. It was just I knew it needed healing. And like I said, a month, about 6 weeks, actually, all of a sudden the whole area that was dying was flourishing. And it totally reversed,
okay.
You know. So
yes.
That was a beautiful thing.
But everything
thing,
is connected,
you know?
And everything is alive. You know, trees and flowers and everything has its life. Everything has its life.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
it makes sense, right?
Yeah, yeah, it definitely does. And it was just another like. Confirmation that that everything is connected.
And here's one thing. We are usually told that go out and hug a tree and feel good because the tree is going to give you energy. But we also need to give energy back, right? You gave
yeah.
the tree energy and you helped it to heal. How beautiful.
Yep. Yeah.
It's absolutely stunning.
Thank you. And I don't mean it like tree hugger type thing. That's not what I mean. I knew on an intuitive level that it needed, vibrationally, it needed healing. And so I did. And here's the weird thing, Sissy. I didn't touch the trunk of the tree, some leaves that were connected to the tree and sent energy through the leaves. And like I said, within 6 weeks, it was flourishing new leaves. New leaves were coming out of the branches that were dying. So I found that to be interesting, too, that it didn't mean I needed to put my hands completely on the whole tree or the trunk of the tree to get it to flourish. Just putting it on the leaves, and it just sent that energy through. It was very powerful. And so I tend to tend to them more than I had in the past, because part of this download for me was about all things, like you said, that are connected. Everything's connected. Oh, yes, it is. It is connected. And if you think of a tree, right, it's rooted. A tree has roots. And all trees communicate. They communicate, and they have a story to tell. And
they have.
And if you listen, you know, if you listen to that story, then you start to understand that they can communicate quite a bit of information. And here's the simple thing for those who are sensing that this had occurred. Go near a tree, sit near one, and ask it, what's the name? What's the name of this tree? And you will be surprised that you will hear something. And just pick a tree anywhere, you know, wherever you're at, and sit next to it and ask. And then when you hear a name, then ask, is there something you'd like me to know? Because that's when it's going to get interesting. It's going to get very interesting, because what you'll find out is that all of them are connected, and there is this amazing historical information that that's involved, I guess, is the best way to put it.
Yeah.
And so you start to receive certain information about the planet.
Yes, and trees have, each tree has a different lifetime, so to speak. But there are many trees that are getting way older than us human beings, right? They have so much history to share. It's stunning. They have seen so much, they have sensed so much, and they do sense a lot of things. And, you know, sometimes, even if it's, you know, we have been talking about you didn't feel for eating meat, for instance, but there are still a lot of people eating meat.
Yeah.
And there are still, sometimes we need to cut down a tree, or, you know, we need to do something. But there's still a connection. We can do those things. Mm-hmm. And this is only my take of it, because I don't feel, I've never been a real meat eater, so to speak. I can do fine with vegetables, but I do eat some meat sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a difference for me if you come to the point where you realize it's starting to get disgusting for me how they treat animals in like fabrics, you know, or I don't know what you call it. Anyway, I'm kind of brain farting, sorry. But how they grow them, how they raise them up so that we can eat them. They don't have a life. They don't see the sky. They can't be walking outside, many of them. They are treated very badly. And, you know, that's what we eat. We eat that energy.
Yeah.
Oh, it makes me feel sick. On the other hand, you know, if we bless an animal, I don't say that I can do this, because I actually can't. It's difficult. And I don't want to have a close relationship if I'm going to eat someone. But if you think of having a countryside home, you have a few animals. Now we're talking maybe birds, right?
Right.
You have geese, you have hens, right? So there's they are running outside. They see the sky. They eat everything they can. They have a wonderful life. They can dig for worms in the dirt. They can eat grass. They can eat fruit. They can have a joyful life. They do whatever they want, because they are kind of free, right?
Right.
Even if
they
are living with you, they have a space that is framed, right? But they have a quality So they have tried everything. They can even mate. Sorry for saying that. I just had to say. So they enjoy all parts of life, right?
Yeah.
But they are happy animals. They carry a different energy. And if you, there are cultures on this earth that actually bless. They say, I'm going to bless you. I will thank you because you are going to end up on my dinner table. But I do thank you for it.
Right.
That's a huge difference from coming to a place where an animal has been raised up, where there's no space to move. They don't ever see the sky. They don't enjoy life. That's,
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
it's
you know.
It's a huge difference.
That's also why there's those specialty stores, too, because they have free range. So they might be a little pricey at those health stores, but it may be worth it to go to them because the free range are the animals that are roaming free, and they are they come from farms specifically where the animal was free in the manner in which you're talking about. So it does exist, and more and more people are becoming mindful of that too, Sissy. You know, really more so than ever before. I'm starting to notice that. And as a for instance, when I talk about that, there is a local store here that more it seems to be more crowded than ever before. I've been going to this place for quite a while. And more people seem to be shopping at this health food store that I go to. And I can tell, you can kind of tell more and more people, they're changing the way they eat.
Mindset.
They're looking at it as exactly what you're stating on how the animal is treated, you know, and how and the care that's given. And I agree with you on the giving thanks to the meat that's on your plate. I think it's important to do that, you know. But like I said, for me, this was a nice surprise, I guess, because I was told years ago I need to go vegan, right? And I was fighting on that because I don't like that label. It's just the label to me felt like the new hippie thing, right? And it wasn't about it just felt that way to me. So for me, it wasn't about changing because of a label. It was changing because that's what came in on a vibrational level. So and I also understood that the less you can have meat when your body, like I said, when your body says it needs protein. Otherwise, you don't need it. So, and I understood it to mean that it also helps you stay more clear and more focused when you don't take in meat. It was strange when all this happened. I was actually journaling and being told why as part of the shift, right? I'm being told why it was important not to consume meat because it was about purifying the body. So you receive this energy, right? This shift, but you also, your body has to be in alignment with the shift. So that's what I came to understand because I was literally asking, you know, why do I not have that desire for meat anymore? And that's what I got told was that to help keep me in alignment with the vibration that came through.
Yes. And I have something else to add here because if you think about the old days, because I think I mentioned I grew up with my great-grandmother. She was born in... I think 1896, isn't that stunning?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, and happy birthday to your grandmother.
Yeah, but that was my grandmother. She was born 23rd of September, 1920. Mm. That's my grandmother. This was her mother I grew up with. And no, I'm not 100 years old.
Yeah.
But a little bit past the half of it. So, okay. So now we'll reveal that part. But I grew up with my great-grandmother, and I'm so thankful for that because she gave me a few things from the old days. I don't say that everything was better in the old days, but what happened was that I remember her Christmases, and of course she went to the supermarket because we were living in Stockholm, right? Modern city. But she was taught from her upbringing and parents and her history behind her that you make certain things, for instance, for Christmas. I'm taking Christmas as an example. And people used to have a pig. They slaughtered the pig for Christmas, but they used everything on it. So they made use of everything they could. Mm-hmm. That's another way of honoring something. You don't take the juicy part and then you throw the other part away. That's disgusting for me too, because that's like when you don't honor the whole animal. You don't honor it. And another thing that's also disgusting is in the old days it was very common to, now I'm talking about our lifetime, but maybe 30 years ago it was very common to wear a leather jacket or a fur or something. And fur, I mean, seriously, we don't need that. If we are having a fur from an animal that we are taking care of, the whole animal, we're eating the parts we can eat, right?
Right.
But we don't.
Right, that was,
so we kill
right, that
animals
was,
just,
yeah.
Yeah, just to wear the fur. I'm against that.
Yeah.
And it feels, you know, it's not only being against, it's a part of, you know, you carry bad energy kind of thing. I'm trying not to judge. I don't want to judge. It's not my choice to or thing
no, that's
to say
personal,
to everyone what to do.
It's a personal feeling. You're entitled to that, sissy. You know?
Yes.
That's your
and,
personal
but,
feeling
you know, in a spiritual sense, there are, because if we consume certain energies, we're going to be a part of it. Does
mm-hmm.
that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, it sure does. And you know, it's circular. So, like the trees, for instance, you know, that trees are everywhere around the world. So there's this kind of like circular thing that goes on. We don't have a lot of time, so I won't really get into that aspect, but it everything flows into itself, I guess is the best way to put it. And on that energetic level, because next week we're gonna kind of get into some of, you know, the etheric part of this, you know, which should be another interesting topic and another interesting show as well. So I'm kind of excited about that.
Yes.
But maybe just to kind of wrap it up and bring it to a close, it was a powerful thing, and I know it happened to quite a few people. And for some, it didn't happen. They didn't notice anything, and there was no real change. And that's fine, too. But they will, like you talked about, Sissy, that movie, they will eventually catch up, so to speak. The rest of the world will.
Yeah.
It's just
they will. They
it's going to take a little bit more time because a lot of us have already caught up. So it's just those that are kind of behind us will catch up eventually. So
yeah, and there may be actually beneficial for them too, because maybe it's going to be a little less negative in the world by then. So that's a good thing,
mm-hmm.
right?
Very much so.
There are always benefits and positive things with everything. I have to make mm-hmm. a joke here. Do you mean that you're giving me enough time to wrap it up today?
Oh yeah,
I'm just kidding.
No, you got plenty of time. Kind of
I
quiet
to say
day today.
Yeah,
all
was,
the time in the world.
But it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. And let's see. We actually have, here we are. So we have been talking about downloads and upgrades. Did you feel it when it happened back in late November, December 2020? So a little less than a year ago. And there have been a shift. You know, you can sense things coming, and you can, the shift is coming, is upon you, and then there are kind of coming after. But that's a part of it. So it's a beautiful thing. And Sue's message today in mind to you is that because there have been so strange changes and so many strange things, weird, awkward things going on, the blessing is actually that it's a sign that things are in for a change. We can't have a change without experience the total of every energy. So it's going to be. And that is the blessing. So we are right on the correct path with the earth and everything. And our next upcoming show here on Scrolls of the Soul Radio is next Thursday, September 30th, with Soul Sister Show and host Sue and myself, Anne. We will talk about how we use our etheric gifts. That's another intriguing topic. Plus your calls for questions and free mini readings live on air. We go live 10 a.m. Pacific U.S. time. We always do. And you can find a time near you at scrollsofthesoul.com/broadcasting. scrollsofthesoul.com/broadcasting. And let's give you all a hint here, because we, if you remember scrollsofthesoul.com, everything is very easily done here. /broadcasting/past/past shows/upcoming shows/Sue, you connect with Sue, /Anne, you connect with Anne. And there are, of course, many more pages here. So it's very easy for you to find your way through the website. And you can also find us on YouTube. Just search for Scrolls of the Soul Radio directly on YouTube and subscribe and like our videos. You can find full past episodes and teasers of upcoming shows over there. And you can always listen live and text chat with us at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. If we have any information we want to share with you, we post it there in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And you can ask questions as well. We welcome anything. We love to interact with you. And if we didn't have a chance to take your call today, please call into our next show next week. It's going to be Thursday, September 30th, 2021, Soul Sister Show and host Sue and myself, Anne, discussing how we use our etheric gifts, plus your calls for questions and mini readings live on air. You can find the time at scrollsofthesoul.com/broadcasting. And I think I'm ready, Sissy. Do you have anything you want to tell the listeners before we end the show?
Of course I do. I want to say thank you to everyone. We had said this earlier, and I'll repeat that. And for those who are just our listeners who listen around the world, again, we like to give you props as well and to thank you for coming in and listening at the replay. We really do appreciate that and continue doing it. But you're also welcome to call in. So don't hesitate. You know, if you feel a little shy, it's okay. You know, don't worry about it. It's pretty relaxed over here. So you're definitely welcome to call in as well. With that being said, I'm going to shout out to my mom. Angels watch over you all night long. Sissy?
Yes, and I say love, life, peace, and joy to all of you. Thank you so much for being with us. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.